what's on deck for 2014? Economist Kathy Deck tells us as Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business Arkansas brings us his weekly business and political news recap.
Speaking at the 20th Annual University of Arkansas Economic Forecast Luncheon in Rogers on Thursday, economist Kathy Deck said that for the Arkansas economy, 2014 will look a lot like the experiences of 2013. Deck said that the rate of job growth in the state will continue to be slow, and Arkansas will struggle to reach its pre-recession employment peak. She noted that employment growth in Northwest Arkansas and Central Arkansas has been healthy this past year, but those regional improvements are not enough to compensate for losses in rural areas of the state. Deck also noted that despite population growth in Arkansas, the labor force has seen a decline of 1.2% during the past 4 years. Some reasons for the decline include baby boomer retirees, workers returning to school, and some just giving up looking for work altogether. In what should be his final legislative session, Governor Mike Beebe proposed a $5 billion budget that includes increased funding for prisons and public schools, projected savings from the private option, and a pay hike for public employees. Beebe, who is term limited, will leave office in January 2015. State lawmakers began budget hearings this week in anticipation of the February 10th start to the biennial fiscal session. Bank of the Ozarks reported net income for the fourth quarter of 2013 of a little more than $24 million. That's an 18% increase from 1 year ago. For the full year, net income totaled $87 million, up 13%. Home Bank Shares, the parent company of Centennial Bank, reported record net income for the year ended December 31st of $66.5 million. That compares to $63 million 1 year ago. For the fourth quarter of 2013, Conway-based Home Bank Shares recorded net income of $13 million, down from nearly $17 million 1 year ago. Home Bank Shares acquired Liberty Bank of Jonesboro last summer in a $280 million deal, which dragged on fourth quarter earnings. The acquisition of Metropolitan National Bank by Pine Bluff-based Simmons First led to expected bank branch closings, which were made public this past week by federal regulators. Simmons filed applications with the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency to close 27 branches in parts of Arkansas. Most of the closings are in central and northwest Arkansas, where the two banks have overlapping locations. The 27 branches are slated to cease operations on March 22nd. NanoMech announced it has purchased its existing factory and will build an adjoining state-of-the-art facility in Springdale. The approximate 25,000-square-foot building will triple the size of current operations and serve as the company's world headquarters. The new factory and expanded headquarters will provide for approximately 25 to 50 new jobs for scientists and support staff. NanoMech is a research firm that produces products to strengthen materials, reduce friction to extend the useful life of durable products, and it develops applications to cut down on bacteria strains. I'm Roby Brock, and that is your Talk Business Arkansas update.
Support for Talk Business Arkansas on Ozarks at Large is provided by AT&T, encouraging drivers to take the pledge to never text and drive. No text is worth the risk. More information at itcanwait.com.